We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and Barry Cryer in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello, welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four clever, astute, bright, brilliant panelists if they can talk for just a minute on some unlikely subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is on the card in front of me, if they can. We'll start the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, the subject that Ian Messiter has thought of for you to start the show is chambers. Would you talk about chambers for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
What a very potty question. All kinds of chambers, of course. One thinks normally, I suppose, of a bedroom. And a rhyme comes to mind that I'll slightly paraphrase. Goosey, gander, whither shall I wander? Upstairs and down again. And in my lady's chamber, there I saw an old man who wouldn't say his prayer. I took him by the left leg and threw him down the old thingamabobs. Now, the thing about that piece of poetry, it was written during Oliver Cromwell's reign, and I use the word advisedly for Mr. Freud's benefit, because...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation. He couldn't get my name out.
Yes, there was a small but definite hesitation. So, Clement, I would agree with the challenge. You get a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject. There are 24 seconds left, and you start now.
Chambers is an encyclopedia which I use very frequently. Also, a pot which is occasionally kept under a bed for purposes which, in the course of an all-family game, one had better not go into very carefully at this moment. Also, I've said also
and,
before...
And Derek Nimmo challenge.
I'm agreeing with his own mistake.
You're agreeing with it. Also, he did repeat. Derek, a point for a correct challenge. 7 seconds on chambers, starting now.
Because the bird, you see, was how they marched. The troops, the roundheads, walked with this peculiar kind...
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
I'd like to know the relevance of chambers to roundheads.
I agree. He was trying to take out where he left off, but I don't think he made...
Of course I was. I mean, that's what they...
Yes, but
you didn't
make the direct connection with chambers, which is the subject on the card, so I agree with Kenneth's challenge of deviation. Kenneth, you have 1.5 seconds on chambers, starting now.
Well, lawyers have them, and I've frequently been...
As you probably know, the whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point.
That means I'm in the lead, right?
Absolutely, Kenneth. A commanding lead. You have double the points that Clement Freud and Derek Nimmo have.
Oh,
Kenneth, your turn to begin. The subject is the critics. We'd like you to talk on that one for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now.
Well, Shaw was one of the greatest of these, no question of that. He said there's only one thing to do about ignorance, enlighten it. And certainly most of the critics today need that very badly. Brendan Behan said they're there every night, they see it done all the time, but they can't do it themselves. And I think there's a great deal of truth there, because the scholarship and the acumen and the necessary erudition which goes into judgment and all judgment, whether it be moral...
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of judgment.
There was a bit too much judgment. I'm
well,
afraid.
I was just getting underway, wasn't I?
You were more than underway.
She's agog with it. She was waiting to hear the next bit.
We all were agog, actually.
Yes.
But you had gone magnificently.
Ruined my flow, hasn't it?
35 seconds you went for, well over half a minute before you did repeat yourself, and Clement picked you up, and he gets a point for that. 25 seconds on the critics, Clement, starting now.
One of the most interesting things about critics is that they always sit in the front row near an aisle or gangway in order to be able to make a fast getaway when the curtain comes down. There are, of course, many different kinds of critics, and these are divided up by theatres into first night and those that come on the second evening or for the third performance, depending on the importance...
Clement Freud enjoyed speaking then when the whistle went, gained that extra point. Clement, you're in the lead now, one ahead of Kenneth Williams. Barry Cryer, will you begin the next round? The subject is doing the impossible. Would you talk about that for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
The expression doing the impossible calls to my mind meeting a gentleman who did, in fact, attempt to do everything in the most difficult way possible. When I met him on the golf course, he was, in fact...
Derek Nimmo's challenged.
Wrong challenge. Meeting a Met, I'm sorry, I made a wrong challenge.
You
a
made
point
a challenge,
Mr. Cryer.
So Barry Cryer gets a point for an incorrect challenge, and he keeps the subject, and he continues for another 47 seconds, starting now.
In the clubhouse, he was carrying a billiard cue, a tennis racket, and a fly swatter. What are you doing? I asked him, to which he replied, I am attempting to play the game of golf in the most difficult way possible, and my ultimate ambition...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Repetition of possible.
What?
Repetition of possible.
Yes,
there was, yes.
No, you see, you're allowed to repeat the words in the card, Barry, and that is impossible, but you repeated possible.
And it was going to be a very old joke as well.
But you never know. Sometimes the oldest jokes get the best reaction
no,
from
I
the
know,
audience.
Barry,
Derek Nimmo, correct challenge, a point, 33 seconds, doing the impossible, starting now.
Gosh, we must all try and do the impossible. Dream the impossible dream. That's what I say to myself every morning when I get up. Oh, what a wonderful
Oi!
World.
This room's not right. Hey, hey.
Matter.
Before you remotely got underway, Kenneth Williams challenged you. What was your challenge?
I said dream twice.
We had two dreams, I'm afraid. Impossible dream, yes. So, Kenneth, you have another point. You have 27 seconds starting now.
Doing the impossible is, of course, what do you call it?
Derek Nimmo challenge.
What do you call it? Hesitation.
I would call that a slight.
But you hesitation. Made me nervous. Deliberately look at me like that with that basilisk stare.
Right, his basilisk stare got him a hesitation and a point and 23 seconds doing the impossible. Derek, starting now.
Down to Dover I go with my swimming pants and my Union Jack and plunge into the briny and away I go with a quick breaststroke towards Calais.
Gosh! Kenneth Williams has challenged.
He's not doing the impossible. He could do all these
I've never got to Calais, have you?
I can't quite see Derek Nimmo getting beyond...
Well, anyway, I haven't had a word in edgeways.
You've had more words in edgeways than anybody else so far in this particular show.
Disgraceful.
14 seconds, Derek, on doing the impossible, starting now.
Scientists working in dark rooms in universities unknown to the rest of the population are trying to achieve...
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
A university unknown to the rest of the population is...
I felt he established quite definitely that it's what they were doing that had never been heard of, not the
I'm
university.
Just doubting the validity of a degree from a university.
I am now going to turn
Be
to
a university no one's ever heard of.
Oh, shut up, Freud! I'm now going to turn to our erudite, omniscient audience sitting in front of us and ask you to be the final judges and arbiters in this difficult situation for me. If you agree with Clement's challenge, will you boo for him? And if you disagree, and would you cheer for Derek? And will you all do it together now?
Boo!
Derek, you definitely established, according to the audience, that you were talking about what they were doing, which was unheard of and unknown. So carry on, and there are 6 seconds left, starting now.
Silas Bloggs paddling his own canoe up the Amazon in such...
At the end of that round, Derek not only got the point for speaking when the whistle went, he gained a number of points in the round, so he has taken the lead at the end of the round. He's now has twice as many points as Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams, who are equal in second place. And Clement Freud, will you please begin the next round? The subject, Monte Carlo Casino. Would you talk about that for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
I was once asked to appear in a show called Monte Carlo's Flying Casino, but as the money was insufficient to woo me away from the rather dreary BBC serial I was doing at the time, I said no and went to the south of France, where the capital of Monaco sports a number of casinos in which elderly ladies sit around green baize tables and blatantly cheat. What they do is to wait until the roulette ball falls into a particular slot on the wheel when they all claim it. That is my money, says one. No, repeat. "It belongs to me," cries another. And as this happens in French, Dutch, German, Austrian, Belgian...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Hesitation before Austrian.
Yeah, but not enough. No, no, I disagree. There are 18 seconds for you to continue, Clement, on Monte Carlo casinos, starting now.
I once sat in the Monte Carlo casino when an American, watching the spin, tore off a fly button and shouted, "Gentlemen, this represents $486, at which point the ball came and settled in exactly the number which this aforesaid gentleman had backed.
Freud was then speaking when the whistle went, so he started with the subject and finished with the subject. He got 2 points throughout the round, and he's in second place, 1 point behind Derek Nimmo. Derek, your turn to begin again. The subject, getting nicked. That's a good subject for me to read out, isn't it, dear mister? Would you talk on that one for just a minute, starting now?
Out in my garden the other day, I did a very curious thing. I had a pair of secateurs in my hand, and I was doing a bit of judicious pruning with my roses, and I nicked my finger, quite by mistake, and the
Barry Crowe.
Is repetition of the personal pronoun I qualified?
Well,
because
listen.
I counted seven.
Seven?
Yes.
We don't count those little words. You can't count that.
Seven.
If there were seven eyes, you should have it, Barry, but I didn't count seven eyes.
I'll settle for six.
Barry, as you don't play it as often as the others,
it's a
tough and a keen challenge. But
is this a new rule? Then we can.
We try to ignore the eyes and the its. But if
I'm
there had
groping
been,
my way.
If there had been seven, I would have allowed.
You certainly
it,
get
I
nicked
disagree.
If you start groping your way, mate.
So, don't charge any points. Derry keeps the subject. Getting nicked. Who? 50 seconds starting now.
I once managed.
Kenny Clement Freud.
Nap is the seventh eye.
A bonus point to Clement Freud for a witty challenge. Derry keeps the subject, getting nicked. 47 seconds, starting now.
Ja had a terrible time once with a local constabulary because I was riding a bicycle with an L plate on the back. It was an odd thing to do, really. And the vicar came down the street towards me, and at the same time, this sergeant, whose name was Wilkinson, popped out from behind a tree and said, "Why haven't you got your bicycle clips on? Come back with me to the station immediately." And when I got there, there was a blue lamp.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of bicycle.
Yes, yes. And I would have thought deviation, because you cannot be nicked.
No, you can't.
For
rubbish.
Having no bicycle clips. It's just good advice to wear bicycle clips. Clement, you have a point and 26 seconds on getting nicked, starting now.
John Betjeman, writing about Oscar Wilde's arrest at the Cadogan Hotel, has his policeman saying, "We have come for to take you to where felons dwell." It's a very difficult poem because it is totally repetitive and people would buzz if we related it. But as a result, the famous author was taken to a police station in inner London and charged by...
Well, Clement wasn't nicked by any of his competitors before the whistle, so he was got an extra point for speaking at that particular moment, and he's now taken the lead ahead of Derek Nimmo at the end of that round. Kenneth, we're back with you to start. Would you talk about the subject of Immanuel Kant for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, he led a very quiet life in Königsberg, actually. Had an enormous influence on European philosophy in the sphere of morals, largely. It'd be impossible to encapsulate exactly what he believed and wrote about in the Critique of Pure Reason, but I think a sentence like, "To treat humanity as an end in itself, and never as a means," would be about the nearest you could get in Kantian terms. Of course, Kant is used in another sense when people refer to the would-be...
Barry Crouch.
Was that a direct quote from Immanuel Kant? Did he ever say in Kantian terms, Immanuel Kant?
I wasn't quoting Kant at all.
But Kenneth Williams said...
I wasn't quoting Kant at all.
In that case, I withdraw with grace and a certain amount of dignity.
Well, it's having ruined my flow, that's all. What a waste. I'm sick.
me. I got all worked up. Then I was throbbing with it. You could see
well,
me.
All that happens is that whether he's withdrawn with dignity or not, you get a point for a wrong challenge, Kenneth, so it's to your advantage. And you have the subject still in 21 seconds on Immanuel Kant, starting now.
Of course, the other... Oh, really?
Kenneth Williams, we'll start again. You have 21 seconds on Immanuel Kant, starting
Well, I
now.
Can't now, because it's just ruined me. I mean, it's just ruined me.
Kenneth Freud is charged.
Deviation. He wasn't talking about Immanuel Kant.
Right. Kenneth Williams, we'll continue with Immanuel Kant.
Ruination.
You have 18 seconds, starting now.
But it'd be impossible for me to collect my thoughts and all the thoughts that need collecting.
And Clement Freud is challenged again.
Repetition of thoughts.
Yes, you repeated thoughts. But don't worry, Kenneth, carry on in Immanuel Kant, and you have 14 seconds, starting now.
Well, you see,
and,
he's...
And, Immanuel challenge.
What's happening?
Kenneth Williams is continuing on Immanuel Kant because he was thrown by all three of you. He has 13 seconds starting now.
He makes a definite...
Derek Nimmo's charge.
Do you mind if I go home? There's point, does there, really?
Derek Nimmo's got... Kenneth's got another point.
Just as much point about hearing you being nicked for the bicycle clips on. And over the rubbish, that was too.
Another wrong challenge, so you have 12 seconds on Immanuel Kant. Kenneth starting now.
The divorce that he makes.
Clement Freud is judged.
I'd like him to have another point.
So he's got another point, and he's got 12 seconds on Immanuel Kant starting now.
Well, I'd like him to have another point, too, I mean.
And he has 11 seconds on Immanuel Kant starting now.
Well, in Kantian terms.
Derek Cry has
just...
I wouldn't like him to have another point, but I'd like to apologise for making the interruption that started this mess.
Barry Cry, they've all given you another point, so you have 10 seconds on Immanuel Kant starting now.
There is phenomena and noumena, and these are the two spheres which the human mind has great difficulty in...
Derek Nimmo's challenge
twice. Repetition of human.
Yes, I'm afraid you did mention human.
It's amazing. I could remember anything the way I was treated.
I should think that is perfectly true. But you have taken a commanding lead with all their help. And Derek Nimmo has 4 seconds on Immanuel Kant starting now.
He once said, and I think this, for me, sums up his whole philosophy.
Derek Nimmo was then speaking when the whistle went. He's now equal in second place with Clement Freud, but Kenneth Williams has taken a commanding lead of 3 points over them at the end of the game. Barry Cry, will you begin the next round? The subject, my intentions. Can you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
I went to see my intended father-in-law, my prospective wife's parents, male of the species.
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
In hesitation, I felt.
Well, not quite.
Yes, was said. Was said. And he pulled me up in the middle of my beyond Kent. I was just getting underway. I might have gone sailing onto the sea of... what do you call it?
Hesitation.
Fluency.
Barry, I try to be fair, which is all I can do. Barry Cry, I leave the subject with you, having got another point. My intentions, with 54 seconds left, starting now.
Fixing me with a basilisk stare, he quoted Immanuel Kant. A man approaching his prospective father-in-law had better...
Clement Freud has challenged.
That's the second father-in-law we've had.
I know. He may have two fathers-in-law, but he mustn't repeat it. There are 45 seconds for you, Clement.
I have two fathers-in-law.
My intention starting
One
now.
Of each.
My intentions are to listen very carefully to what is said on this programme, and at opportune moments, and especially when I'm allowed so to do by the chairman and his colleague, I press my buzzer in order to pull up the speaker and point out to him mistakes that he might have made, which are transgressions of the rules of this game, which were published in the Radio Times and other papers regarding hesitation, deviation, and repetition of the subject which is on the card, and which a Sunday newspaper not long ago published as the...
And Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Repetition of published.
Yes, you publish more than once.
Well,
yes.
I mean, it's an economic thing, you one-off publication.
But you can't publish more than once in this game, Clement. 9 seconds on my intentions, Derek, starting now.
My intentions are entirely dishonourable. Whatever I do in life, I always try to do something which is particularly nasty and horrible. Nicholas Parson!
Derek Nimmo's particularly nasty intentions kept him going till the whistle went. He gained that extra point. He's 1 point ahead of Clement Freud. He's 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, who's still our leader. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, insurance, 60 seconds, starting now.
Insurance is something of which I'm not terribly fond, mainly because I dislike insurance companies who never ever seem to pay out when you should be, but take your money, whatever. For instance, suppose you dislike someone very much. I've now come to the conclusion that you send them an insurance card, the sort of thing that falls out of a magazine and says £2,859 for you at the age of 45. And I enter on such pieces of paper the names of enemies.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Repetition of paper.
I don't remember paper coming in before.
I thought you sent a piece of paper, I'm sorry.
No, I don't
think it came out.
He used the word card before.
Sorry.
29 seconds on insurance, Clement, starting now.
As a result of this, insurance salesmen call upon the person at all sorts of inopportune hours, saying, "Are you the gentleman who wished to partake of our incredible..."
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Yes, I thought it was a hesitation there.
You thought right. Yes, he couldn't find how to get out of that one. So you have another point, Kenneth, and you have 15 seconds on insurance starting now.
Well, this is very important, especially for celebrities like myself, people who are hills in a very flat country. I myself am insured because I won the...
Derek Nimmer has
challenged. Myself.
Yes, there are 8 seconds on insurance, Derek, starting now.
I, curious enough, am an associate of the Chartered Insurance Institute, and I start off my life in an insurance company in
Liverpool. Clement Freud.
Repetition.
Of what?
Of. I started off my life.
Yes. Clement has a point, and 4 seconds on insurance, starting now.
Threadneedle Street in the City of London is where many insurance...
So, Clement was speaking on insurance when the whistle went. He gained that extra point. And, Derek, it's your turn. The subject, my tall boy. Would you talk about that? And you start now.
My tall boy is called Timothy St. John David Nimmer. He's 18 years old and he leaves school today. Oh, goodness me, how awful it's going to be when he returns home for good. And I fill myself with all kind of alarm. That great big hulking brute that I for years banished away into the depths of Berkshire is now coming home permanently to roost with me. And I'll have to support him because he's a ne'er-do-well.
Barry Crouch.
Repetition of home.
Yes,
you did say home before.
Yes. Well, listen, Barry.
And Barry, you have a point, and you have 34 seconds on my tall boy starting now.
On the contrary, my tall boy is made of pine. It is light brown in texture and resides in the corner of my own...
Clement Freud.
Deviation. You can't be light brown in texture.
Is that what I said?
Yes.
I must listen when I speak. Yes. I'm sorry.
Light brown in appearance, the texture.
Exactly.
And you don't often feel tall boys like that, I don't think. 26 seconds on my tall boy, Clement, starting now.
If you look at the Guinness Book of Records, there's no mention of tall boys in it at all, and yet the very tallest boy is 4,000...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation. The Guinness Book of Records has nothing to do with the subject, which is my tall boy.
Concentrate. You have 18 seconds on my tall boy, starting now.
Mine houses the knick-knacks which I have collected o'er the years and is lined with flypaper so that any stray blue bottles shall be instantly trapped. But I loathe the thought of those vermin-infested creatures going near my lovely tall boy. I always have to put our
So, Kenneth, listen well. He got in before the end, gained that extra point, and I will now give you the final score.
Yes.
Barry Cryer was in fourth place. A little way behind Derek Nimmo, who was in third place, only 2 points behind Clement Freud. And Clement Freud finished up 1 point behind this week's winner, Kenneth Williams. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.